my favorite Christmas song. The waitress's Christmas wrapping. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geiser here with me. And now you get to join us to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not been on in the last 60 days, you can call us at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And on most cell phones, star KTRS will get you in here as well. You get a chance to play our Christmas edition of the Harris Challenge and maybe win some fabulous prizes. Who could possibly have fabulous prizes standing by, chosen especially for you? This guy.
I have no idea.
Santa Claus.
Paul? Ho, ho, ho. Right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
That sounded like we slowed it down.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Paul.
One dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant.
At any speed. Donuts are delicious.
Or in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Two locations. Oh, yes. We have a gift card from Peroni's Pizzeria. They also have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's, right there at 70 and 79.
And let me point out that we're giving away food prizes. And frankly, you know what? Let's just give away food prizes today. Let's not give away movie passes or other stuff to the place across the hall here. Let's just make it food. Here's why I say that, Dan.
Okay.
This is, the next week is the last week most people will be eating like a pig.
Yes.
Because after that, everybody's going to fool themselves with their New Year's resolution starting January 1st.
Yeah.
Well, not January 1st, because I'm going to be watching football all day. Starting January 2nd, I am definitely not going to eat as much. I'm definitely going to drop some pounds in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just give away food stuff for our prizes today for Eat Like a Pig Week.
All right. Eat Like a Pig Week. We have the one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. We have the Peroni's Pizzeria gift card.
Yes. Or if you get the clean sweep, all the questions right, then we add in the bonus prize.
That's right. For the clean sweep, we're going to give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candici's.net.
Okay, now let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, welcome to the show. And the only place in the broadcasting world where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. What would you like to say?
Well, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what comes spilling out. I know there'll be some Christmas stuff related in there, some topical stuff as well. That'll be led, of course, by our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? And category two is, it's Christmas at the movies. Or category three, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017. They announced the new inductees this week. They'll actually be inducted next April, but we found out who they were this week, and that's what that category is about. Which of them would you like, Jim?
Oh, heck, go with Christmas in the movies.
Okay. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge. You're going to have 1 minute to answer five questions, increasing in value from 1 point all the way up to 5 points. If you don't know one and you want to pass on it, you can, and then maybe come back and pick it up later if there's any time remaining on the clock. But when the buzzer sounds at the 1 minute mark, I will tally up your points, and if you've gotten more than half of the available points, you will win. So that's 7.5. So we round it up to 8. 8 or better is a win. Under that, as you know, there are consequences for not winning on the Harris Challenge. The category is, it's Christmas at the movies. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the building where John McClane attends a Christmas party in the first Die Hard movie?
The Nakatomi Plaza.
Correct. Who played the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
I'll have no idea.
We go to the three-pointer. What is the name of the angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
Clarence.
Correct. For 2 points each, who played the two burglars in the first Home Alone movie?
Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Correct. What is the prize the old man wins in A Christmas Story?
It's a lamppost leg. It's a leg lamppost.
It's a lamp,
lamp shaped like a leg.
That's right, a woman's leg. Absolutely. Fragile. Who played the prime minister in Love Actually? This is the two-pointer you passed on.
Sir John Gielgud.
No, it was Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant. But without that, Jim, you still got the 1, the 3, the 4, and the 5 for a total of 13 points and the win. Congratulations.
Great. All right.
Dan, make sure to mark his presence. Fragile.
I will.
Okay. Hang on, and we'll go to our next contestant. And there's still a line open now, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Next contestant is you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul. Nice talking to you again.
Thank you. You want to plug something?
All I just want to say is that Jesus is the reason for the season, and wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and goodwill toward all men and women out there.
Thank you very much. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017, or our new third category, How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, Mark, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city was Pearl Jam formed in 1990?
Seattle.
Correct. Which band's song was the last thing heard on the last episode of The Sopranos?
Journey.
It was Don't Stop Believin', yeah. Which rapper who sold 75 million albums was fatally shot in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas in 1996?
Tupac Shakur.
Correct. Which group will be inducted even though its keyboard player Rick Wakeman refuses to attend the ceremony?
Electric Light Orchestra?
Yes.
Yes.
No, the answer is yes. Your answer was wrong. The answer is yes.
No.
Here's your five-pointer. Which group, led by Jeff Lynne, had hits called Strange Magic and Evil Woman?
ELO.
That's where Electric Light Orchestra comes in. Mark, you got yourself 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Hang on.
Have a good new year.
Thank you. You too. Dan will tell you how you get your presents. And we go to our next contestant, another player named Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. You want to plug something?
No, I don't today.
Okay. We still have the topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you could have How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or our new third category, Christmas Traditions.
You know what? I might break ranks and try that Christmas tradition.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state is the only one with a town named Santa Claus? Illinois, Iowa, or Indiana?
Indiana.
Correct. Who began entertaining American troops overseas at Christmas in 1948? Correct. True or false, if someone makes mistletoe soup, you shouldn't eat it because it's poison.
False.
That's true. Where are you if you hear someone refer to Santa Claus as Kanakaloka?
Hawaii.
Correct. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, which gift is not mentioned until the last day?
12 drummers drumming.
That is exactly right. We've got a good crew of players today. We're going to end up giving Dan carpal tunnel for writing all this stuff down. You got them all but a three-pointer for 12 total, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day. And amen to PM.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Let's go to our fourth contestant now. Hi, Don.
Hey there.
Good. Let's see if you can keep the streak alive, but first, plug something.
I will. I am the parent of two St. Louis County police officers. Hug your police officers.
You want to name them?
Amy and Tim.
Okay. Which category would you like of the two we have left? Have you been paying attention, or How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Let's go with the Grinch.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Don. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What animal was the Grinch's pet, who he later used as a reindeer?
A dog.
Correct. What town did the Grinch try to steal Christmas from?
Somethingville. Pass for now.
The Grinch lives on Mount Crumpet. Is that north, south, east, or west of the town?
One or four chance, let's go north.
North is correct. How many sizes too small was the Grinch's heart at the start of the story?
10?
2. How old was Cindy Lou Who?
Cindy Lou Who.
I'll just remind you, just remember this is a Dr. Seuss book, so things rhyme.
Cindy Lou Who. What does Cindy Lou rhyme with
an age?
What age?
What rhymes with who? She was no more than two. Yeah.
God.
And the Grinch tried to steal a Christmas from Whoville.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I checked with the judges. We were not allowed to accept Somethingville. We needed to have Whoville. So, Don, let's see. You got the one and the three, and then things kind of fell apart for you. So a total of only 4 points. And as I pointed out, there are consequences for not winning the Harris Challenge.
This is not going to be good.
For our punishment music this week, I went online and I tried to find some horrible Christmas karaoke thing. And I heard a few on there, and to be honest, they did not live up to punishment music standards. And then I found something that fit in with the popularity of this Star Wars movie, Rogue One, that's out. Somebody, and I don't know who, decided to make a Chewbacca version of Silent Night by editing together some of the sounds Chewbacca has made in the various Star Wars movies over the year. And it goes a little something like this. Same sounds our boss makes when the sales department doesn't make budget.
This is ridiculous.
Well, what do you expect from a walking carpet? Don, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great holiday.
And let me just tell you that Old Town Donuts are the best.
I'm sure they're happy to hear
that. They are.
They definitely are. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
The Sports Pub on Telegraph and the Tap House on Telegraph.
Are you
the best bars in town.
Are you an owner of those or just a patron?
Wow.
You're not drinking all the proceeds, are you?
I'm trying to stay a little dry right now.
All right. But you're going to have a big weekend, I'm sure.
Huge.
Yeah. The category that's left on here is our topical one. Jim, have you been paying attention? We'll find out now with 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did the San Pablito fireworks market explode this week?
What city did you say?
In what country?
What country? China?
Mexico. Who divulged in an interview this week that he's paid $1,400 every time he appears on Saturday Night Live as Donald Trump?
Alex Baldwin.
Correct. In what state did a legislator propose a bill requiring all sellers of computers to install online porn blocking technology that you can override with a $20 fee?
California?
South Carolina. Which late night host revealed recently that he will only be paid $15,000 for hosting the next Oscars broadcast? Jimmy Kimmel is right. Where did a Libyan airliner headed for Tripoli end up after being hijacked by armed men this morning? We ran out of time before. I'm sure you knew it was Malta, didn't you, Jim? Yeah, unfortunately, I can't give you the points, but I can give you the 4 for Jimmy Kimmel and the 2 for Alec Baldwin, and that's only 6, so yeah, you've got to be Chewbacca too. Excuse me, I had tuna for lunch. That's what it sounds like. I put a microphone right up to my stomach. Chewy! Chewy! Now I know I'm gonna get email. Where did you find that? The answer is the internet. You can Google it just like I did.
Hey Jim, is your sports bar there the one on Telegraph at Christopher?
It is.
I've been there many times.
Excellent. Say hi when you come in.
I will.
All right, Jim, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks Thanks very much.
Yeah, his bar and many others will be very, very busy tonight.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. I'm fairly sure the next week will be some sort of year-in-review Harris Challenge. And then we'll roll right into 2017 with more challenges and more other fun stuff. And by the way, I use words in a random order.
What? More other fun stuff?
Yes. Consider this show kind of like a puzzle. You know those number puzzles where you always have to move the numbers around to get them in order and you can never do it because they're one blank space
right.
in the wrong place?
Yeah.
That's how I make sentences.
Or when they're translated from English to Japanese and then back to English
right.
again.
That's exact. You are rightly exact.
This medicine will make you better feeling.
Sad thing is, we understand it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what happens when you work together for too many years. So the Harris Challenge is most Fridays at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.